Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right. Here we go. Friday's arrived. I know y'all said we couldn't do it.
It's here. It's we here. Did it, people.
Man, I jumped out of bed like a rocket this morning. I was just like, whoosh. I was
really.
Oh, man. I don't know what it was. Just racing all around, feeling great. The weekend's going to be awesome. It's going to, I mean, I'm hitting the beach tomorrow. We're in the 80s.
I went
and
to the
sunny.
Beach yesterday, and it was glorious.
Playoff hockey's on. Whew. Lightning, big game tonight. It's crazy to say they have a big game tonight, game number two, but. Being that they dropped the first one, this is sort of a big game.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal, and I'm loving all of the signs everywhere. If you drive down 4th Street in St. Pete, all around South Tampa, I love how everyone's changed out the letterings or the screens. It all says, Go Bolts, and they have the graphics up and stuff. I just love when the whole city comes together.
Bars are going to be slammed tonight. It's going to be a great feeling.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, even if you're not a hockey fan, just go to the bars, and the electricity for playoff hockey is crazy. It's a Super Bowl level, really.
Oh, my gosh. I already got texts from three people yesterday saying, hey, where are we going to watch the Lightning game?
That's so funny. I did, too. I had people already, like, making, like, plans and, you know, just, like, ready to go. And I was like, ah, oh, yeah, this is great, man. This is the feeling right here.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
By the way, my Caps won last night. Just throwing that out there, Kevin. Kevin's
oh,
always.
Oh, did they? Okay. I knew they were playing last night, but I didn't see the score this morning.
I did know that. Had a bunch of friends up there at that game.
Still got a couple more DMs yesterday about, are you doing the bet this year if the Lightning win? Then will you get the Lightning tattoo?
Right, but they have to play the Caps.
Right. That's what I said. I said, I think that's part of it is they got to play my team.
That's right. But
or else it's not as much fun.
It was so close last year.
Game seven.
You really the want to sweat every game?
It was miserable.
I know
it was. So fun and so miserable. No.
I would say no.
Don't do it.
For the sake of your wife having to look at that for the rest of her life.
My kids, I'll tell you, jerks, they wanted the Caps to lose, so I got the tattoo.
Did they really?
Oh, my God. They were pulling for the Lightning like you wouldn't believe.
That was just a crazy series, because remember, Caps went up for the first two games, and it was here, and then the Lightning came back and won two games there. It was just a crazy, and the Caps ended up winning. It was just such a great series.
It went to game seven, and I think the Lightning scored first in game seven.
It did.
And I was like, that's it. I started like, I got on Google and I started picking out parlors. I was like, I'm going, man. I'm going to get the tattoo. And then last year was such a fun year with hockey. And this year has been great, too.
It was. My productivity went down drastically those couple of weeks because I was going and watching every single
game
at the
what?
Bar.
It started. This is it. April 12th, it's going to go down again. So big game tonight. Going to be an awesome weekend, too, weather-wise. So a lot going on. Including, we've got these Garth Brooks tickets at 7:40. Been giving those away all week, so we'll do that too.
Yeah.
And really excited about that. Shot for you at $1,000 at 8 o'clock. Man.
So much going on this morning.
Jacked up for the weekend. I'm so excited, ready to do this.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so Natty Light, Natural Light. Everyone calls it Natty Light. Under a little bit of fire.
No one says Natural Light.
Nobody,
that's like when I say Target. I try to class it up when I'm talking about Target.
Nobody says Natural Light.
Natural Light.
So, you know, they're infamous for the 30-pack of cans for $12.99. God, such a great deal. And beer gets ice cold. It's so good. Well, they're under some fire because they've got this new ad campaign. It's called Study, Sleep, Natty, Repeat. So study, listen.
This it's geared towards students.
College kids.
Ah.
And so there's a couple of groups that are really mad because they're like, you know, we're trying to not have college kids start drinking in college. And yeah, good luck, right?
I know.
No, seriously.
Good luck with that. But Natty's like, no. They're like, you know, there's college kids that are over 21. I mean, a lot of people, their junior year, late junior year, definitely senior year, turn 21. And so Natty's like, no, we're not encouraging underage drinking at all. As a matter of fact, they claim that they've invested $1 billion in programs to help prevent underage drinking. And then their new program is Study, Sleep, Natty, Repeat. A lot of people are upset at that.
I can see why people are upset because obviously it's 2019. Everyone gets upset about everything.
You got to find something to get mad about, right?
But,
if you wake up happy in 2019, you immediately grab your phone. You're like, I'm going to find something to be mad about real quick. Hold on a second.
Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm going to find something.
Facebook.
Natty Light, are you crazy? I'm upset at you right now.
But I think that, honestly, they tapped into a market that was there that other beer companies probably weren't marketing to. They embraced who their market is, and that's college students that don't have money to afford other beer. So they get Natty Light and Mark.
It's true.
That's it.
It is true. Like, I mean, who's drinking Natty Light?
Besides
college kids.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper.
I never finished college, so I'm always trying to relive my, like...
This is how.
So when I have a Natty Light, people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going back to school. This is my way of going back to school. That's it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5
QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie. All right, so here it is. Has it arrived? The Netflix killer.
That's great.
It could be. Disney finally releases the pricing, all the details for its Disney digital streaming service.
Yeah, it's called Disney Plus. It's been a long time in the making. We keep hearing about it and how they're going to rip all of their Disney movies off of Netflix and Hulu and all the other things, but we didn't know when it was coming.
Well, it's coming, and it's going to cost you $6.99 a month, a little cheaper than what we thought. There was a lot of speculation this would be a 10 spot every month.
Yep.
Let's just call it $7 a month. 7 and 12 is at 84, I think, quick math. And
yeah, but you can save money.
You can save money if you do the annual plan?
Yeah.
$69.99.
Yes.
Okay. So parents like me and my five kids, just $70 just left my account. Like me just saying it, $70 just left my account, me talking about it. It's gone. Because when you got kids, I mean, Disney's done just a great job of getting kids to love stories. I mean, that's kind of what the plot of Disney is. They get kids to love stories. And I honestly don't know how effective I could be as a parent without having Disney movies in my arsenal.
Bad parent.
Bad
parent,
right?
If you take your kids' Disney movies away.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I think that they know that. And I honestly applaud them. They were like, wait a second. All these other services are making money every single month playing our Star Wars films because they have the rights to all of those. The Pixar movies.
The Marvel movies.
The Marvel movies now.
Now they just bought 20th Century Fox. I mean, they got to make their money back.
Yeah, so we're talking The Simpsons. Every single Simpsons episode is going to be on Disney Plus.
It's pretty incredible. And the timing of this is, well, genius. They'll launch Disney Plus on November the 12th. Wow. Right before the holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Can't you see a lot of, I can see a lot of grandparents buying their grandkids. We just bought you Disney Plus for the year.
For the year.
Entire year of Disney Plus. That's a great.
And it only costs you, I mean, in the scheme of things, $70, which I would guess grandparents are probably spending more than that Christmas gifts for kids.
Sure.
So that's a great,
idea. It's a great family present, right? It's like, hey, we just got Disney Plus for the whole year and it's November 12th. So you got them, you know, people are watching Christmas movies and stuff for Thanksgiving.
So smart.
So smart. They know what they're doing.
They do.
All right. Well, rest in peace to Netflix. The killer has arrived. The killer of Netflix, Disney Plus.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Game of Thrones, final season premieres this Sunday, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark
here.
And Melanie. I know you're all excited about this, Melanie. And Kevin, you're jacked up for this, too. You're really pumped for this.
I am.
Everybody is. I have never seen one episode. I guess I got to get into it. But the numbers, the things that went into making this are going to blow you away. We'll give it to you next, right after Dirks and Brothers Osborne on QIK. What are the rules of bachelorette party? I can't keep up with everything. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So Melanie's planning a wedding.
Yep.
Her and her fiance getting married this year.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It keeps getting closer and closer. It's kind of scary.
It is April 12th today. And, it's time. I think it's time to start taking some things off the table, like actually making decisions.
Yeah.
But,
well, we've got some things done.
No, I know. I'm just saying that, to really start screwing some things in. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, really start finalizing.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Believe me, there's been a deposit that was due last week, and, ooh, I felt that one.
Felt that one?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, it's really sinking in now. My bank account is feeling it.
Right. Well, so the bachelorette party, I know you're thinking a lot about that. Your friends and you guys are always texting and stuff. So, but this is crazy. So there's a little bit of drama. And I'm trying to figure out.
Well, it wouldn't be a bachelorette party, I guess, if there weren't a little drama.
Apparently not. I wish that people should create podcasts around their bachelorette parties. Not the actual party, but the planning of it. Like, just with everything going on.
Seriously. So I didn't even realize that this was an issue. Kevin, of all people, is the one who kind of stirred the pot a little bit.
Hold on, what does that mean, of all people? Like, you just...
Well, you wouldn't... I wouldn't go to Kevin for bachelorette party...
Oh, I do agree with that.
...advice.
Yeah.
I mean...
It seems like it'd be out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, like, bachelor party, absolutely. But bachelorette, it caught me off guard. But what happened was is that I had let you guys know, because I get texts, you know, I'm at work, I get texts from the girls, and they say, how involved do you want to be with it? And I said, honestly, I've got so much stuff going on. I'm trying to finish, you know, my degree at USF. I've got the job. I'm planning the wedding. So I go, just you guys plan it all. Meanwhile, they're texting me these updates about, okay, we found this hotel in Miami and this, that, and the other.
Well,
and
you did tell them to plan it all, though.
Right, so go for it. I do not want to plan it. You guys can plan it by all means. I appreciate all the work they're putting in. However, they have been texting me during the show, and then I let you guys know. I fill you in. Oh, okay, so they let me know that it's going to be this much for the hotel room and this much for this dinner that they want to go to, or boat ride, or whatever it is. And Kevin's the one who was like, what? You're paying for your own bachelorette party? He was like, that's unacceptable. Just
right.
No.
To be clear, you're not paying for everybody to go. But you're
right.
I think they call it going Dutch, right? Isn't that what
it's
called?
Like on a date, yeah.
Right, but it's like everyone pays for themselves.
Yeah, and I thought this was the norm. I really didn't even think twice about it.
You thought that paying for yourself was the norm?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't even think it was a big deal at all.
Everybody else, it was kind of like a GoFundMe where everybody would split your portion, but they would pay their portion individually, of course.
Well,
that's the way it should be.
Yeah, that's what Kevin told me. And then I started going, are you serious? Is that really how it's supposed to be?
So now you're mad.
Well, of course, I hopped on all the knot and all the wedding wire, the wedding bee.
Google has all the answers.
Yes. Uh-oh. And there are all these forums about how 100% that's the way to do it, is that they're supposed to cover the bride's portion of the trip. So Kevin was right.
Darn right I was.
And I had no idea.
Kevin, second career, bachelorette financial planning.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you just hang out with a bunch of bachelorettes and their friends all day. Your wife will be thrilled about that.
She'll be so happy.
I'm a bachelorette party consultant. That's awesome. So what are you going to do? Because you're, and obviously I know some people are calling and texting in already, 800-992-1099. Like, should Melanie be responsible for paying her own part in the party, or should her friends just pitch in? And, you know, if each friend puts in another 20, 30 bucks, it sounds like you're covered for the weekend, or 50 bucks,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And so where are you now? Do you want to be paid for? That's the simple question.
Well, yeah, it would be nice because I'm
everybody
spending
else,
so much money on all of these
right.
other things. But, I mean, I'm still going to go either way, whether they pay for my portion
but
or not.
This conversation makes it awkward now.
Well, yeah, I'm sure some of them are listening.
What?
This conversation needs to happen.
Whoa.
Kevin's the one who is pushing. He's like, absolutely not, Melanie. If they're picking the location and they're picking the weekend and all this other stuff, then and they're planning it, then they need to pay your portion.
Kevin's,
that's his thought.
Kevin's like a brand new man about this. You're really, like, you're forceful about this. You're demanding they cover her trip, her bachelorette party.
It's not, how many of those are 10 girls? You're talking,
yeah, 10 girls.
You're like you said, $50
tops
out of their
Yeah.
Each person, it's not like it's a hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, the question is how good of a friend are you and how much do they love you, I think is what we're down
to,
right?
Well, these are my best girlfriends.
Well, we're going to find out. Yeah, we're going to find out if they are not.
So does that make them crappier friends if they don't pay?
Would you spend $50 on your friend?
100%. I've thrown bridal showers for some of the girls in the group. I've sent, do you know how many,
she's really putting the pressure on. 100%, she said.
Throw
100%.
How many baby showers I've been to?
All of them are listening right now.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sure a few of them are, because they're her best friends, are listening. There is now a group text going on that you're not in. And they're going, oh boy, Melanie's on a radio show, and she's concerned now that we're not covering her part of the trip. This is getting good.
Honestly, they should be more annoyed with Kevin, because I thought it was totally fine.
See?
He
brought it up, and then, yeah, see, Kevin, this is why, Kevin, good guys finish last all the time. All the time. It's now in the group text, they're bashing you, Kevin. They don't even know you, and they're bashing
That's
you.
That's right.
It's crazy. All right, what should Melanie do? Or what should her friends do? Should they cover her? Should Melanie be upset about this?
Yeah, I don't even know. Should I say something?
She doesn't even know how to feel.
Yeah.
800-992-1099. It's QIK. Luke Combs is on now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so Friday is rolling here, and we've stirred it up big time, but hey, it had to be done. Melanie, of course, getting married to her fiance, Brian.
Yeah,
and
everything's been going smooth.
Yeah, yeah, you've worked really hard. I mean, like you said, you know, here you are, you're doing a morning radio show, going back to school at USF, getting your degree. This is awesome. And you're planning a wedding. This is a lot. This would drive a lot of people to, like, a psychotherapist, and you're handling it really well. But then your bachelorette party's being planned, and your friends are planning it, which is cool. You wanted them to kind of take that over.
Yeah, I said, honestly, I love planning and stuff, and I love being involved, and I think it's fun to talk with the other girls and make plans and all that. But right now, there's just too much going on. So I said, you guys handle it.
But then Kevin finds out that while they're planning it, you are also paying your own way for your bachelorette party. Kevin's, like, offended. Like, his moral compass is just spinning. Like, it can't find north, south, east, west. It's just like...
Because it's not right. She's spending so much money on her wedding.
Okay.
This is a thing they pay for.
Look at how enraged he is. He's red. He's angry. I mean, he's emotional.
It's to celebrate her, so they pay. That's just...
I mean, he makes a good point.
No. I like his point. I think it's great. And he's very animated about it. We had... just hundreds of calls coming in. I know we have some texts too. I want to jump to some people in the text.
So many, and unanimously, everybody agrees with Kevin saying, please put your foot down and don't pay. You should go and just enjoy everything. Another person, make them pay. When I had my bachelor party, they planned it and they paid for it. That's what they're expected to do your friends. Oof. Another person texted in, Kevin is right. Oh, such a good man with a little heart emoji.
I love it.
This has really worked out for you, by the way.
Offers of people saying, I'll go fund you for $50. Another person said...
Now the money's pouring in. It's unbelievable. This is great.
Another person said, man, you've got some cheap friends.
This is really
fighting words.
All right, let's get to Ashley. She's been holding on for 10 minutes now. What do you got, Ashley?
I just got married in January, and my bachelorette party, I had to stay in kind of planning it, but my bridal party went along with it and paid for it completely. And one of my things was like $300 to do. And one of my bridesmaids paid for the entire thing for my bridal party to go. And then we went to the Dallas Bowl, and then we went to dinner.
Damn, that's Ashley calling up and just blowing your friends out of the water right now.
Ashley, you're making me feel like I have the worst girlfriends.
You might. Ashley, can Melanie rent you and your friends for her bachelorette party and y'all can just make her feel like $1 million?
Yeah, right. All her friends are broke already. She's paying for her bachelorette party.
Yeah, but they have good hearts, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I did cut some corners and I paid for their bridesmaids' dresses because I found them on clearance at Alfred Angelo as, like, their gift to them. And I paid for them to get their nails done. So they're, like, totally, you know, it's fine.
All right, but Ashley, so here's the thing. What if her friends are like, sorry, we're not covering you in the bachelorette party? What should she do? Should she just cancel it or what?
That's a tough one. I would kind of say, look, like, you're my bridal party. I would do this for you when you get married. To help contribute. If it's $50, it's really not that big of a deal. It's $50.
That's how I look at it. $50 a person and you're covered.
It's a huge deal.
I know.
Exactly. It's not a big deal. Like, my bridal party split most of the things. Like, they're like, hey, we got this, we got that, and it was fine.
I did not even know that they were, obviously, this is my first wedding. Like, I don't know. I didn't know.
It was my first wedding, too. Yeah. My whole bridal party was like, no, we pay for everything.
See, I love that they told you that, though. My bridal party not even mentioned.
It's not even you, though, Melanie. Like, there's other people in their cars right now listening that are like, oh, my God, this Ashley chick has totally changed my mind on everything about my wedding.
Oh, jeez. My friend listens to the radio, too, so I'm, like, wondering if she'll hear it.
That's awesome.
Well, good. She's like, exactly, we did it right.
Yes.
Ashley, is great. You did a great job. That's awesome. And it sounds like you have great friends. Melanie's sitting here with a look on her face. It's like she just woke up in the middle of the jungle and has no idea how she got there.
I just thought everything.
Ashley made some great, but everything you tried to say, Ashley was like, yep, my first wedding too. Yep, these are my friends too. Yep, they paid for it too.
I hate admitting, A, that Kevin's right. And B, no, I thought everything was going smoothly and I didn't even think there was no drama, nothing. And they were just sending me the prices for the hotel and how much it would be. So I wasn't even thinking anything of it. And now I have a reason to be upset I didn't even know about.
That's right. You do.
All right. First off, how upset are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I feel pretty disappointed. I'm not going to lie.
That's not a number. It's not like 6, 7, pretty disappointed, 8, 9.
I would say 8. I would say I'm disappointed at an 8.
It's a little warm.
Well, because now it's making me question, are they really just going on a trip for themselves, or do they really want to go celebrate me?
And there we are. We have arrived at what this is. An excuse to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
All right, kid. Well, you're going to have to make your own decisions on this one.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey,
Mark.
I give Kevin a lot of credit for stepping up. And Ashley, my goodness, Ashley, you were ready to go. I mean, you had your thoughts ready to go, very articulate. It was unbelievable. And you look angry.
I'm just now, I mean, I don't even know. I'm not going to say to
are
them,
you
hey,
go?
You should pay for me.
Are you
going to
go
say
if, they
that.
Say, if they say they can't cover? Are you going
to
go?
Well, I think to Kevin's point, maybe I'll just make more of the plans. Like, hey, fun fact, maybe we're not going to Miami now because now I'm paying.
Yes, that's what I said. I said, it's if you want to just pay for me, then we're going where I want to go. And I don't want to go to Miami.
Who wants to go to New Orleans?
Let's go.
Kevin is more passionate about bachelorette parties than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I've never seen you like this, buddy. I got to tell you.
That's pretty sad.
I mean, it really is. But hey, you can't help what you're passionate about, right?
Hey.
This is what you love. It's what you love.
I'm just trying to help a girl out.
It's bachelorettes.
All right. The texts continue to come in. We'll keep checking them out. Melanie's bachelorette party, she's paying for it, but her friends are planning it. Keep the text coming. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
That's Midland, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is a brand new I Love You Man. This is when we call places and get men on the phone. Somewhere in the conversation, I tell a man that I don't know that I love him. Will he say, I love you back?
That is the question.
It is, I love you, man. 99.5 QIK. Okay? All right, we are ringing through. Yes, here we go.
Thank you for calling Jet Oil.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I was talking with a gentleman there not long ago. Is he still there?
I have quite a few gentlemen in the office.
I'm trying to read my notes. I'm John.
Were you ordering a load of fuel?
Yeah.
Were you getting a price quote?
Yeah, I was getting a price quote on a bulk order.
Sure. It was either Jay or Jordan.
We're all Jay. My God, I wrote Jay. It looked like John. Jeez.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, listen to this music.
This feels weird to be playing.
Yeah.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
It's Will, can I help you?
Can I put a request in for the music on hold?
I'm sorry?
The music on hold? I just wonder if I could get some country music on that hold music. Can we put you on hold there?
If while you're on hold?
They were playing some kind of, I don't know what it was.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Well, what can I help you with, sir?
Just put a request in for some country music.
I'm not sure. No. I honestly don't put place on holds. I'm not sure.
You don't know, right?
I'm not even sure what that is. So
I didn't know what it was either. So I just want to put a request in for some country music. Sometimes I call and listen to the hold music. Gets me through my day.
Gotcha. What can I do for you, sir?
Yeah, that's about it. If you could put that request in, and I'll call back and listen. I'll be listening.
Yes.
All right, Will. Well, I love you, man.
What can I help you with?
I love you, man.
All right. Thank you.
Wow. What an abrupt ending to I love you, man.
He wasn't having it. Your music request was not appreciated there.
It wasn't. I don't even think he likes country music. He just seemed very unaffected by the whole thing.
Yep.
What song was that? Akon? I think that was Akon.
Tell me wrong. I don't know. I can't.
I'm embarrassed if I got that right. I hope I got that wrong. Forget I asked. But this was his response to the second I love you, man.
All right. Thank you.
Gosh, there's no way to follow up a thank you with a hang up. This just seems weird to me.
It's by me.
Thank you.
Nico and Vins, Am I Wrong? The name of that song.
Thank God I got it wrong. All right, so I was vindicated a little bit there. All right, no, I love you, man, but we do have Garth Brooks tickets.
Yeah.
What if I called Garth Brooks and said, I love you, man? What do you think he'd say?
He would say, I love you, man.
I do. I think he would, too.
He's such a nice guy.
Here's what we're doing. Mark and Melanie's famous name game for these Garth tickets. Yeah. Sold out show, The Swamp.
Yeah, in Gainesville. You know that part. It's already a party town as it is because the college is right there.
Yeah.
UF, everybody loves tailgating. It's sold out. It's going to be such a good show.
Imagine getting into your Friday. You're at happy hour this afternoon. And you're telling your friends, I just want Garth tickets.
To the sold-out show.
800-992-1099. Callers 9 and 10. Do it now.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
All right, it doesn't get any better than Garth Brooks tickets at the Swamp,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Sold-out show.
It's going to be a good time.
Mark and Melanie's name game. Yolanda and Marilyn are contestants this morning. Yolanda, you were the ninth caller, so we are going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. Okay. You will have 5 seconds to name something in that category. If you do, then Marilyn, you'll have 5 seconds to immediately respond. Then it'll go back to you, Yolanda. You guys will go back and forth. Got to keep all your answers within 5 seconds. No repeats. Whoever runs out of names is the first one out, okay?
Okay.
All right, Yolanda. In honor of, you know, today's National Grilled Cheese Day.
I did not, but thank you for that information.
Yep. It's a big thing. Yolanda. Name something you put cheese on. Go.
Toast. Spaghetti. Fruit.
Fruit? I don't know.
Now you can dip fruit at the fondue place.
Okay.
All right, we'll take it. 5 seconds. Go.
Crackers. Fajitas. Tacos, burgers, chicken, pizza, noodles, fries, a salad.
You're hanging in.
Potatoes, broccoli. Soup.
5 seconds is up.
Well done, ladies. Well done.
Man, that was a very competitive Mark and Melanie name game right there.
And now I'm hungry.
So, Yolanda, congratulations. The soup gets you those Garth Brooks tickets. Soup at the Swamp.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is Monday morning at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, you ready to talk to Riley Green? They're saying he's all ready for us. Riley Green.
There was this girl.
Hey, Riley.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm great.
You're a real country boy, so getting up this early, this is nothing, right?
It's, you know, it's hard for me to get up for things other than hunting. My mom used to get on to me because I could get up at 4 o'clock and go duck hunting, but I couldn't get up for a 9:15 class.
It's kind of priorities.
Sure.
I mean, I feel you. I would sleep in for class, too.
So it was, it smelled like turkey season when I was walking over the field this morning.
Yeah, it's funny. You bring up duck hunting, and I know you're a hunter. I know you love it. And for a minute there in the business, everyone was talking about how you were the duck man, you know, on your social medias.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many people think duck man's my last name. Probably still.
Riley Duckman. But yeah. So on Instagram, you're Riley Duckman, but on Twitter, you're Riley Green Music.
Yeah, you know how the social medias are. They, one of them comes in before the other one, and I don't remember if Riley Green was taken when I got an Instagram or if I thought it was cool that it was a duck man because I was a duck hunter. But either way, that's how I'm known now.
You posted a photo from the ACMs. You looked great. You had your suit on. And, I mean, the girls are going crazy.
Yeah, nobody knew who I was without a hat on. I mean, I was introducing myself to people I've known for years in Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look like you just launched some startup in Silicon Valley. I was like, look at this guy. I was like, he's gone next level,
he
man.
He looked like a football player. When I first saw it, I was like, man, he's giving me like Tony Romo vibes.
Riley, did you play football? I thought you did. Weren't you an athlete?
I played football at Jacksonville State University.
Right.
In Alabama.
Yeah, I think it's so funny. We were looking back earlier, you know, some of the places you played. I mean, you played real honky-tonks. I mean, this is kind of what was your driving force, your lifeblood of you and country music. What's changed now that, you know, your fame factor seems to grow every week? And we talked about the success of the song, There Was This Girl, still climbing the charts. What has been that one thing that's really surprised you about your fame factor growing every week?
Well, you know, I toured quite a bit in the Southeast for several years. And, you know, some places that if you didn't bring a knife, they handed you one when you walked in. You know, like, rough places. But it's what's crazy to me is to go somewhere, you know, I've never been, and people sing my song. That's one of the craziest things about it.
Going to be a great summer with you, Brad Paisley. That's Riley Green. And Riley, real quick, we got to let you go, but just your thoughts on Lil Nas X. Is that a country song?
You know, Lil Nas X, it doesn't sound like a country name, but, you know, then again, Riley Duckman, I don't know. Right, bam. I always say a country song's made by the story. If it tells a story, it can be country.
There you go. Well, there, Riley Green leaving the door open for a collaboration with Lil Nas X. You never know what'll happen in the future. That's awesome, man. Hey, much continued success. You're a great guy, and you tell great stories in your country music, and we appreciate it, my brother.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, y'all.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida, because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Boy, this segment here just making Florida look better and better and better.
I love it. I love living here, and I love knowing that there are crazy people everywhere else,
According to our show, there are zero crazy people left in Florida, but the 49 other states, packed with nuts. All right, here we go. Greene County, Pennsylvania. A woman realized she had made the list, the top 10 most wanted list on Facebook for the Greene County Sheriff's Office. What does she decide to do? This 23-year-old decided to troll them online and start commenting on the Facebook post, specifically writing, "Do you guys do pickup or delivery? Laugh out loud, laugh out loud, laugh out loud," and then four crying laughing emojis. So the sheriff's office
on the list. I mean, they're looking for her, and she's trolling them.
Here's what she didn't realize: when she was commenting and trolling the sheriff's office post, it was writing where she was.
Oh gosh!
They figured out she was in a hotel waiting room. I'm sorry, a hospital waiting room in West Virginia. They called the West Virginia Sheriff's Department. They said, "Hey, could you go check out and see if this woman's there?" Sure enough, she was. She was arrested and extradited the next day.
Oh, boom!
I'm dumb. When you write, it'll show you if it's showing where you are. And they were like, gee, thanks. They must have been like, this is the easiest thing ever. All right, let's head over to Wilmington, North Carolina. When a 53-year-old man was evicted from his apartment last month, he left his fish. Aw. Oscar, 6 inches long, was living in a dirty tank, no food, and in very poor health.
Aw.
The sheriff's department said, wait a minute, you just can't leave Oscar because you got evicted. You can't do it. He's on death's door. They filed charges against him
for leaving his fish.
Cruelty to animals. The prosecutor then said, unfortunately, fish are not actually included under the statutes to protect animals. That's not right. So the charges were dropped. However, great news. Oscar was not given back to this terrible nutbag.
Well, good.
He has actually made a full recovery at a local aquarium store.
Oh, awesome.
Oscar!
Living his best life.
Oscar's in great health, and the store says they're going to keep him for the rest of his life because they're just so happy he's made a full recovery.
Aw.
Nutbags, north of Florida. But damn it, Oscar. Oscar survives.
That's the real winner of the story.
That actually makes my weekend that Oscar lives. That is absolutely awesome.
Until someone cooks him up.
Are kids crying now that you said that?
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness.
Aren't kids in school?
I have no words.
Oscar's doing great, everybody. That's all you need to know about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.